I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, August 10th. Well, there will be some traffic disruptions around Sweeney Brothers Home for Funerals and St. John's Church in Quincy today for the funeral of an active duty Quincy firefighter. Motorists should expect delays from 8:30 until noon around the funeral home on Independence Avenue and around the church on School Street in Quincy Center. A mass will be said at the church at 10 a.m. for Brian Snow. Snow died suddenly last week at the age of 47. The DPW rear yard on C Street in Quincy will be closed all day today for infrastructure repairs. The city says the DPW rear yard will reopen tomorrow. The Quincy City Clerk's Office is busy preparing for the September 1st state primary election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says over 5,000 Quincy voters have already requested a mail-in ballot, and she's anticipating a 20-25% voter turnout. Crispo also says it will be much easier for people who don't speak English to vote in person this year due to some new technology. Crispo says there is intense interest in the race for Norfolk County District Attorney, as seven candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by Mike Morrissey. In addition, incumbent 8th District Congressman Stephen Lynch is facing a challenge from Patrick Roth, and Governor's Counselor Chris Iannella is being challenged by Ron Iacobucci of Quincy. The Quincy State delegation is unopposed in the Democratic primary. Governor Healey is urging the Federal Emergency Management Agency to restore $7 million in grants that were recently clawed back from Massachusetts cities and towns. Here in Quincy, State Representative Tacky Chan says that FEMA pulled back over $500,000 that was earmarked for critical seawall repairs. Chan says the funds have already been spent because the repairs were necessary, meaning the cost will fall on the city if the grants are not restored. Construction of the new Squantum Elementary School in Quincy is on schedule. In the latest update, project managers say interior framing continues, along with the installation of all the major systems and utilities. Drywall installation is expected to begin later this month, and an elevator will be installed in early September. Hardscape improvements will also be made along Mayflower Road, and children continue to have access to the playground behind the school throughout the summer. The new school is being built onto the original 1919 portion of the school, which will also be renovated. Officials say the new school is still on schedule to open in the fall of next year. Soon, youngsters in Quincy Point will have a new ropes and ladder obstacle course to enjoy. The city is in the process of creating the new course on a vacant piece of land behind Mound Street Beach near the Four River Clubhouse. Mayor Thomas Koch says the course will help to replace a ropes course that used to be offered by the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office in Braintree. Koch says parking for the new course will be available at the Four River Clubhouse, and that youngsters can use the clubhouse during inclement weather. Funding for the new course is being provided in part by the Community Preservation Account. A commuter rail train struck a car early yesterday morning in Cohasset. According to authorities, at about 12:23 a.m., Cohasset police received multiple 911 calls reporting that an MBTA commuter rail train on the Greenbush line traveling toward Scituate had struck a vehicle at the North Main Street grade crossing. Officers responded and found a heavily damaged 2016 Toyota Camry. The commuter rail train came to a stop just short of the Cohasset T station. A preliminary investigation determined that the driver, a 33-year-old Mansfield man who was delivering packages for an online delivery service, apparently made a wrong turn onto the railroad tracks and became stuck. As the train approached, the driver exited the vehicle before the collision. He was not injured. About 15 passengers were aboard the train at the time of the crash. No injuries were reported. The Camry was totaled. North Main Street was closed for more than 2 hours while authorities investigated the crash, which is still under investigation. Governor Healey signed a trio of bills on Friday pertaining to child welfare, home care licensure, and seizing Norwood Hospital property. As she goes about cleaning off the plethora of bills lawmakers sent her way last week, the child welfare law includes a so-called Foster Child Bill of Rights and creates a dedicated education infrastructure inside the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, requiring DCF to appoint an education director to oversee its education policy. The law also streamlines and modernizes DCF oversight and reporting requirements. The law that Healey signed related to Norwood Hospital enables the state to take the property occupied by the under-construction facility by eminent domain. The law exerts pressure on Medical Properties Trust, an Alabama-based real estate investment trust that owns the property, to make a deal before the state steps in and takes the land. Lawmakers enacted the bill on the last day of scheduled formal sessions last Friday and shipped it to Healey's desk. The governor on Friday blamed Steward and former CEO Ralph Dellatore for delays that impacted the town and residents. Healey also signed into law legislation imposing a licensure framework on the home care workers who help the state's aging population with non-medical care, like dressing, meal preparation, bathing, and more. Lawmakers came to an agreement on the legislation last week. The law attempts to implement ways to ensure safety for both home care workers and clients of home care agencies, an industry lawmakers say is under-regulated. Now, this summer, as we celebrate America's 250th, there's another big milestone to recognize. The Union Oyster House, America's oldest restaurant in continuous service, is marking 200 years this month. The bicentennial anniversary looks deeper into why the historic establishment remains one of the most booked restaurants in Boston. It's considered one of the oldest brick buildings in Boston, serving as a landmark on Union Street for more than 300 years. It housed a silk and dry goods store until 1826, when it began serving food. The stalls and oyster bar remain in their original positions. Joe Milano is part of just the fourth family to own the historic restaurant. At booth number 18, dedicated to JFK, who frequented the restaurant, sitting there and enjoying lobster stew. In fact, many politicians and celebrities have visited the Union Oyster House, as noted by the brass plates. When Milano's family purchased the Union Oyster House in the 1970s, the restaurant seated 250 people. His family expanded by purchasing two more buildings and now seats up to 565 customers. Milano credits his loyal staff for being a key part of the restaurant's continued success and plans to keep its storied history intact for generations to come. In the spirit of moving forward, Milano said he'd love to produce three of the Union Oyster House's signature items, clam chowder, Tabasco sauce, and cornbread, on a commercial scale to sell in stores for many more people to enjoy. A growing local group of dining and drinking spots has expansion plans, with three more coming to the local area while two others are opening a bit further away. According to a social media post, Tavern in the Square is planning to open locations in Quincy, Norwell, and North Andover, joining a number of others in the greater Boston area and beyond. In addition, the Burlington location is being renovated, while two additional new outlets will be coming to Dartmouth and Seekonk. Tavern in the Square first started out in Cambridge's Central Square more than 20 years ago, with the chain offering classic American fare along with beer, wine, and cocktails. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow was up 151 points. NASDAQ rose 342, and the S&P added 47. Asian stocks rose. The dollar was higher. The euro fell. Oil at $84 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox lose to the A's 4-3. They are off to Toronto for a series with the Blue Jays beginning tonight at 7:07. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, another hot one, the high near 90 and a chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Or tonight, partial clearing and a low of 70. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, high of 88. Wednesday, an isolated thunderstorm possible with a high of 84. And scattered storms Thursday, high of 82. For the boater, waves about a foot, winds out of the north, becoming southeasterly, high tide 9:50 a.m. Sunrise 5:46, sets at 7:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, August 10th.